Welcome back to Lost River Sessions. I'm Emil Moffitt. Parker Millsap, the 26-year-old singer, songwriter, guitarist, and bandleader, will give a special solo performance in Bowling Green on March 16th. It's called An Evening with Parker Millsap at the Capitol Arts Center, and it's presented by Lost River Sessions. A couple of weeks ago, Parker and I sat down in Nashville to talk about his formative years in small-town Oklahoma, as well as his current life of touring and songwriting. In particular, the tunes from his latest album, Other Arrangements.
And then right here, it popped into my head. Honey, don't you tell me that you've made other arrangements. So that's, you know, I had most of the music, sure. And then I had one line. But it wasn't till the end. I had like that hook at the end, and then I had the intro. Oh, honey, don't count me up. See, I could still make you scream and shout. Got you all figured out. Gonna get you believing. Gonna get you believing. But honey, don't you tell me that you've made other arrangements. I've been out here all week. Yeah, I've been hitting the pavement. I loved all of the different connotations that Other Arrangements has, you know, like it, like you can rearrange your furniture or like your life, you know, or a song, you can rearrange a song.
That album with its rollicking title track was released just under a year ago, the third full-length record from Millsap, who got into music as a teen as a way to keep himself entertained.
I think being in Oklahoma kind of gave me an opportunity to be a songwriter, because I didn't have a lot to do. Like, if you don't play sports, you have a lot of free time, because there aren't a ton of extracurricular activities. I mean, I was in band and stuff in high school, but I just had a lot of free time to just, like, sit in my room and play guitar and write. So when I got to like high school or something, I kind of became aware that there was a local singer-songwriter scene in Oklahoma, and that was really validating. I didn't know that it was a possibility to be like a working songwriter until I saw people around me doing it. I was like, oh, these people, like, they don't have other jobs, you know? Or if they do have other jobs, they're music-related.
And then there was Mike Rose, who was a couple years ahead of Parker in school. The two shared a passion for music.
Somehow he found out that I like played blues guitar, and he was a blues bassist, you know, and so he sent me a message on MySpace, and he was like, hey, do you know that song? I think it was White Room by Cream. Yeah, it has that 5/4 intro. Anyways, and I was like, yeah, I know that song. Come over. So like my parents had like helped me turn our garage into like a little jam room studio thing. And, so he came over, and we've been playing together like since that day. Praise the Lord. It's
very, 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 that connection made in high school in Oklahoma has lasted. The two, along with their other bandmates, have played on Austin City Limits, Live From Here, and on late night TV on Conan O'Brien's show.
The TV things are weird because, like, it's cold. It doesn't feel like a regular show. You go in and there's, like, massage chairs and stuff, but then you have, like, 10 minutes to get out there, get a line check, and then you disappear, and then they're like, okay, you're on in now, and you do the song, and then they pull you back off, you know. It's kind of a trip.
Another highlight for Parker Millsap was his appearance on stage in 2016, singing a duet with Elton John. The last few months have involved writing songs, a process that can sometimes draw on inspiration from others in his life, like the woman who had become his fiancée.
The house we used to live in was like kind of down in a valley, and it wasn't super bright in there, but if you had the blinds closed and stuff, it was super dark, and I would just hang out in there and like not turn any lights on and, you know, be playing guitar, like looking at the computer or whatever. My girlfriend would come home and be like, what are you doing? Aren't there any lights? Like, open a window, turn a light on. She's like, you're going to get depressed if you keep doing this. And sure enough, like, after, you know, 2 or 3 months, I was just, like, bumming. And she's like, I bet if you start opening windows and turning lights on, your life will change. Yeah. So that's kind of where that one came from.
When Parker Millsap takes the stage March 16th, he'll be all by himself as he embarks on a solo tour.
I love interacting with other musicians. That's like been a driving force of why I do this, is I love playing with other people. But most of the songs start with me and a guitar. So it makes sense to go do the solo show, and it makes me completely rethink the arrangements, because by the time it gets from the guitar to the band to the recording studio to playing it live for a few months, the arrangements have changed and it's very different from where it first started. So trying to find like a middle point, like, okay, people will still recognize this. And also, well, I can't play the bass and the fiddle and the drums and the guitar and sing at the same time. So how am I going to approximate this? It's a really fun challenge.
She's the saint that I pray to. She don't wait. She gets me straight through. My complaints I always seem to calms my rage and sees. She's no question. She's the answer. Her directions, they demand to be heard. She taught me a lesson that came standard. Brought me to my knees. She's all the little things.
An evening with Parker Millsap, March 16th at the Capital Arts Center in Bowling Green. More details about the show, including ticket info, is at lostriversessions.org. And by the way, the first 100 WKU students on that night get in free, thanks to one of our sponsors, Mike Simpson. Lost River Sessions is made possible thanks to Mike Simpson, Farmers National Bank of Bowling Green and Scottsville, the Bowling Green Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, Glasgow EPB, Warren County Public Library, and Caitlin and Zach Simpson. The producer of Lost River Sessions is Darius Barati. The live recordings you've heard as part of this show were mixed by Sam Holliday and Jeff Petroselli, with engineering assistance from Don Eastman. Thanks for listening to this special edition of Lost River Sessions. I'm Emil Moffitt.